Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. I am your host, Adrian Colbo, and today I have the pleasure of sitting down with Sarah Morgan, the Advancement Director for Camp High Hopes and the main planner for RibFest 2018. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Adrian.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for coming on. Okay, so RibFest 2018, how many years has this been going on in Sioux City?
So, yeah, this will be our third year for this type of structure we've had. We've done this for several years in the past, but we had kind of a different structure. And so this is the third year for this KCBS-sanctioned event and the way we do it here at the Hard Rock. It is a fabulous event, and I can almost smell the barbecue right now.
Sounds like it. So KCBS-sanctioned event, mm-hmm. What does that mean?
So Kansas City Barbecue Association, it is like the end-all, be-all of everything barbecue, right? So they host events all throughout the country, and so we are the only one in Sioux City that they put their stamp on. Mm-hmm. And so it's a big deal because you're able to draw in different types of cooks. You know, some of those cooks that have a lot of experience too. They are KCBS cooks. It's a way to get those KCBS judges involved too. So it's kind of a more level playing field. They do everything by the book, and so that's the way we do it too. So it's a great event.
So how many? You talk about getting KCBS cooks involved. Mm-hmm. So what's the the territory? How far out are they coming to participate in this? Festival?
Yeah, we are definitely growing. So the first year we started with about 18 teams. Last year we had 24. This year we're anticipating 30 teams.
Wow.
And so it's definitely grown each year, and so has our radius of where our cooks have come from. This year we're reaching away as far away as Elkhorn, Nebraska. Some of our teams are coming from Norfolk, Nebraska, Des Moines, Turin, Iowa, all different kinds of
anybody
places.
Anybody actually from Kansas City?
No, we don't have any from Kansas City yet.
Just playing by that rule.
I know. Yeah. We'll definitely put it out there, and everybody's welcome. So what kind of makes this a little bit different is that it's a backyard amateur barbecue event. So you don't have to be that master barbecue person to participate. Everyone can participate. If you love to barbecue, you got a big smoker, you love mm-hmm. to grill, then this is perfect.
So there might be a few ringers in the competition this year.
Oh yeah. There's definitely people who've competed before, but we definitely have people, this is their first competition. You know, they're kind of dipping their toe in the water a little bit to see what it's like.
So it's a good opportunity for people that are, you know, backyard barbecue masters to kind of get out there and put their product out there and see how it fares.
Absolutely. They want those points for their KCBS team, you know, because mm-hmm. as they get more points, they move up in the rankings. So that's really important. That's also why we're a KCBS-sanctioned event. And so they want to score big. So they bring their best of the best, you know, with them.
Right. So we're talking about RibFest 2018. It's at Battery Park on June 23rd. The event runs from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. How... are there still spots available? Like, if someone's hearing this and they say, you know what, I've always been told that my barbecue is the best.
Yep.
Can I get signed up?
Absolutely. Of course, we only have about 6 spots left, though. So right now we have 24 teams. Like I said, we're anticipating 30 this year. So we do have about 6 spots left, but they do need to, you know, sign up soon because those do fill up. We're hoping that they will.
Sure. Yeah. And you were telling me earlier, you were saying that for every team that signs up, there has to be a KCBS judge as well.
Yeah, and they don't necessarily have to be a KCBS sanctioned or certified judge, but I have to have one judge per team.
Gotcha.
Divisible by 6. It's like this really complicated process that
there's an algorithm involved.
So if I have 30 teams, I need to have 30 judges. And so we get our judges from a variety of different places. A lot of them are KCBS certified sanctioned judges. Mm-hmm. That means they've gone through the training that it takes. Sounds kind of crazy, but they go through a training of how to judge ribs, chicken, all different kinds of barbecue. So they get a number. They're a KCBS certified mm-hmm. judge. So we have several of those. We also offer a spot to our sponsors. So if you're a sponsor of our event, you get a spot at the judging table, which is a huge perk. A lot of people love that.
Well, you get to eat all the food, right?
You get to eat all the food. And not only the best barbecue in Siouxland, but you're getting the best of the best because all the teams turn in their best pieces.
Right, yes. And so, it hasn't been sitting. It's been resting probably the perfect amount of time.
Exactly. And they know exactly which ones to pick. And so they, you know, you get to try the best of the best too. So some of our judges are the sponsors. Yeah. And then we have a few that are just friends of the camp that we invite to come be judges as well.
So let's get into the food a little bit. What are we talking about here? We're talking about ribs and chicken, right?
Ribs and chicken. Yeah, St. Louis style ribs. Everything is donated by Tyson. They are a huge sponsor for us. So is Hard Rock. And we appreciate them so much for everything they do. They donate almost 1,000 racks of ribs.
Good night.
We go through almost all of that in one day. So
rib nirvana. Right,
I know, right? If you love barbecue, this is definitely the place to be. So, you know, 1,000 racks of ribs, probably 2,000 pounds of chicken. So,
and those donations and the partnerships with the Hard Rock and the Tyson, that allows the maximum amount of proceeds from this event to go directly to Camp High Hopes, correct?
Exactly. So that is so important to our event. This is our second biggest fundraiser of the year. It's open to the public. This is something so easy for people to participate in. I mean, who doesn't love barbecue in the summertime? A rib fest festival.
And some beer. And some beer thrown
in
there.
Oh, of course. There are definitely some adult beverages as well. And so it's just a great event for everybody to come out. Family-friendly event for everyone, too.
And last year, it's public knowledge that around $65,000 was raised for Camp High Hopes. And, and that those monies, that goes directly towards the programming and describe a little bit about that or talk a little bit about
absolutely.
That.
So Camp High Hopes were located outside of, well, just up the street from Bacon Creek Road on Correctionville Road. And so we serve about 500 campers each year, and we serve kids, teens, and adults with disabilities, special needs, and chronic illnesses. And we provide fun, safe, adaptive, recreational experiences for these important individuals in our community. Oftentimes, they don't have an outlet for structured recreation, for structured socialization. And so they come to us as respite, as vacation, as some fun in their lives. And so we're able to provide that no matter their disability, which is really neat. And so 100% of the proceeds go to things like paying for their activities, paying for their meals, paying for staffing support, paying for adaptive equipment while they're at camp. So everything is just, it's barrier-free, it's stress-free, and it's a ton of fun when they come and step on Camp High Hopes.
So all of us that take it for granted that we're able to just go out and recreate and be active and stay active, these dollars go directly towards some of that adaptive equipment and those programs that help them to kind of experience those things that we do normally day to day.
Absolutely. One of my favorite stories from last summer is we had an older gentleman who has come to camp for several times, but he's never been able to climb our monkey tree before. And we got the perfect sling for him last year. So he was able to make it to the top of the monkey tree. Wow. And all of our counselors at the bottom were like, okay, I can't say his name because of HIPAA. But I'll say, you know, his name was Bob. So I'll say, you know, hey, Bob, are you ready to come down? And he didn't answer. And they're like, okay, Bob, you ready to come down yet? Still no answer. And they said, okay, Bob, if you're ready to come down, say yes. And so he goes, yes. Because he was so excited to finally be able to do something he's never been able to experience before, something that all of his friends are able to experience. And so he was finally able to take part, and he was just so excited to be there for it.
Kind of reached the summit and didn't want to come back down.
Exactly. He got to see the world in a different view.
Very cool. So this is, you know, this Food for Thought is all about Rib Fest 2018 and the funds that are raised at this meat fest here over at Battery Park on June 23rd. What's different this year about the fest?
Sure. So we have different bands this year. So the bands that will be playing, we have live music throughout the day. We have Lil Red and the Medicated Moose, and we have Ultraviolet Fever. So they'll be entertaining us throughout the day. We've also, our rib eating contest last year was a huge success. We weren't anticipating so many people wanting to take part. So we are expanding it from an adult competition to a kids, teens, and adult competition. So we're having three heats of our rib beating contest with fabulous prizes, which people can sign up for too if they want to take part in it. eat all the ribs that you can possibly stomach in 15 minutes. Yeah.
And what is that? What's the sign up cost for that? Is there a fee to sign up?
No, not at all. You just got to come into Ribfest, sign up before 12:15, because that's when we'll make the decision and make the final cutoff. So you just got to be one of the first people to sign up.
And then eat at your own risk, basically.
Eat at your own risk, yes.
Not responsible for... For the meat sweats or,
no. Yeah, but there's some great prizes too. So that's also new. We have 30 teams this year, so there's 30 different flavors of barbecue that you can taste. And we always say, you know, we've never run out of meat. We always have plenty of food to go around, but we do run out of choices. So if you want a selection of tangy, spicy, dry rubs, sauced, all different kinds of choices, then you better come early.
Right. Get there early. And then the raffle. Tell me about the raffle.
Yeah. So this was something we started last year too, and it's really grown this year. So we are raffling off an $800 Traeger grill.
Oh, man.
Oh, I know. People love them. They are so awesome too. A $500 Weber grill, dinner for 18 people at Famous Dave's, and a catered barbecue dinner for 12 at your home.
That's like a family reunion at
I know. Dave's. Invite your friends, your family, everybody. 18 people, right? And so our raffle tickets are just $1. Super affordable. Right. And you don't have to be present to win either. So if you'd like to be a part of Ribfest, but you can't make it to the day, buy a couple raffle tickets. A great way to get involved and a chance to win some awesome prizes.
Well, and you said it's a family-friendly event. It's $10 at the door. How is the food? How do you manage the food? So is there a punch card or how does that
work? Yeah, so it's $10 to get in. Kids 12 and under are free to get in. But everybody who wants to eat, everybody who wants to try the barbecue, you got to buy a punch card. So you can share your punch cards. You don't have to buy a punch card for every individual. So a lot of parents will buy, you know, maybe two, one for themselves and then two for their kids or something like that. And that way you can try the barbecue. One punch per sample is what we do. So that's a punch card is $10 too.
Okay, so $10. And it starts at 11 a.m.
And
what's the flow of the day? So it starts at 11 and then it's just kind of a free for all. There's music and kind of festival atmosphere.
Yep.
Okay. Well, is there any other scheduled times throughout the day that you don't want to miss?
So the rib eating contest is at 12:45 and then we do our awards presentation at 3:40. We really stop serving meat around 3:30. Okay. So you definitely want to get there early. What a lot of people don't realize is the prep time though, that it takes for the competition. Some of these teams spend hours and hours overnight preparing their meat for this.
Right. It's all about the rub and making sure that the rub has time to sit. So that'll change this year a little bit too. They're going to be going in early in the morning.
Yep.
And talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So some of these teams are so secretive on how they prepare, you know, their ribs, their chicken, and they have their own style. They have their own way of doing it. So some teams take such care of their meat. They strip off the fat of the chicken and they strip off the skin and then they carefully replace the skin. I never knew this until I became, you know, the planner of this event. You know, for the ribs, they strip off some of the fat, they strip off some of the parts that they don't want, those extra bones that they don't want, they strip off the membranes, they spend hours marinating, preparing, saucing, you know, dry rubbing the meat, all different kinds of stuff.
Wow. So it's really a foodie event.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Famous Dave's is providing all the sides, correct? So all their great sides.
The cornbread, the beans, the coleslaw, cookies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I love that you guys are doing this event. I love that it's KCBS sanctioned. I have some friends that participate in the competition, and they talk about it every year. So it's very, very cool. Like I was saying, all proceeds go to Camp High Hopes, which is also a really great cause.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, worthy of our attention here in Sioux City. So, again, I've been speaking with Sarah Morgan here. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Yes.
To be on Food for Thought with us today, live on the air. And again, it's Ribfest 2018 at Battery Park It's on June 23rd. Starts at 11 a.m. Can you go onto a website to buy tickets, or how do you pick up those tickets?
Our ticket website will be up soon. Yeah. So okay. if you want to pre-buy your tickets and skip the line, you can absolutely do that. So that'll be on our website at camphighhopes.com on our events page. And so you can just click on our tickets in there and you can skip the line and slide on in faster.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, Sarah, thanks again for coming on the program.
Thanks, Adrian.
And we hope to have you on the program again soon.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Well, again, this is Adrian Colbo, your host for Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media, around 12:10 every Friday on 90.3. Be sure to tune in next week for another installment. And until then, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time.